It had only been a nip, she was sure, but the sergeant shouted even more and said he would have Perrault put down as a dangerous dog. Debbie prided herself on being polite to everyone, but that was too much. She had grabbed Perrault and held him tightly in her arms. "Perrault's not dangerous," she'd said distinctly. "But if you ever try to do anything to him, you'll find that I am." And with that, she walked away, ignoring the sergeant, bellowing that he would have her for threatening behaviour. Nothing ever came of it. He was a typical bully, backing off if you stood up to him. But now Perrault was disappearing from view. She called him again, but he still ignored her. She felt a sudden chill. What if he found another body? She'd heard there were dogs trained to do just that, and Perrault was so intelligent, he wouldn't even need training. She sprinted after him and found him bounding along a dilapidated driveway, flanked.